Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are looking at some commonly used phrasal verbs where we generally use the phrasal verb and not just the verb. And the reason I want to speak about this in particular is because you could simply use the verb, but it's more common to use the phrasal verb. And I'm going to give you 6 examples of phrasal verbs where they are more common than simply just using the verb. Sometimes there's a little difference between the phrasal verb and just the verb. And I'm going to talk to you about that, where it's relevant to. So, as I said, 6 phrasal verbs to look at. Well, actually, a few more than that, but 6 verbs with prepositions to make phrasal verbs. So let's start with the word fall, F-A-L-L, to fall. So nobody wants to fall. It's not a nice thing to happen, but it does from time to time. But when we say fall, often it's with a preposition. So it becomes a phrasal verb. So as an example, it was very icy on the street and I fell. So that's technically correct. You could say that, I fell, but it's more common to add a preposition. So it's not just I fell, but I fell over. Usually we use the phrasal verb to fall over and not just fall. Often as well, we specify where exactly we have fallen. For example, I fell off my bike, or I fell out of the car, something like that. But if it's just falling on the street or in your house, then usually we say fall over. Okay, the next is the word write, W-R-I-T-E. So we can also use the phrasal verb write down. That's a phrasal verb I use quite a lot on these podcasts. To write down means to write something on a piece of paper. If you don't want to specify that you're going to write it on a piece of paper, then you can just say write and then whatever it is. Write your name here. Write your name on this piece of paper. But it's more common to say write it down. Next, stand. So often we say stand up. What's the difference between stand and stand up? Well, to stand up means to move from a seated position to a standing position. So if somebody's sitting down, you would say stand up. And that takes us to our next one, sit down. This is the opposite, moving from a standing position to a seated position. So if you're standing up, you might say, sit down. Okay, 2 more. To lie, L-I-E. And I mean being horizontal. So often we say, lie down. Again, this is moving from a standing or a seating position to lying. So if I don't feel well or I'm very tired, maybe I'll say, I'm going to lie down for 5 minutes. And the last one, tidy. What preposition could we add? Well, tidy up. What's the difference between tidy and tidy up? Well, tidy up really suggests that it's in a very disorganized state. Tidy is much more general. But you might say, oh, my room's such a mess, I need to tidy up. Okay, so we had to fall over or fall off or fall out, to write down, to stand up, sit down, lie down, and tidy up. So try to use those phrasal verbs now that you know them and listen out for them as well. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.